How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Now at McDonald's, get a $5 McChicken meal deal or a $6 McDouble meal deal. They come with small fries, a soft drink, and four-piece McNuggets. We're going to need a bigger tray. Get more value with your meal deal with McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
What's up, my beautiful, strange, and unusual wanderers of the weird? Welcome to Creepy Shit. I'm your host, Star, and this is where we dive into real hauntings, actual paranormal activity, and the folklore that'll make you question everything. We get into some seriously heavy shit, so expect plenty of sarcasm and dark humor along the way. It's how we cope with the nightmares. This podcast is for the morbidly curious, the believers, the skeptics, and everyone in between who craves the truth, no matter how disturbing. So settle in and remember, sometimes the creepiest shit is also the truest. This is Creepy Shit Podcast. What is up? Welcome to the second bonus episode of Creepy Shit Podcast ever. Yay! I am so stoked that you are here. As always, I love it when you are here. Thank you for being here. Today is such a special day. We have got Alana. She is a very special guest that I decided to bring on because she is an expert on haunted objects. And she actually has like this whole room dedicated to haunted objects. And it is so fascinating, so creepy, and just genuinely like astounding. And I already knew immediately upon connecting with her and chatting with her that she is absolutely going to be coming back to this show as a guest again, because I feel like we didn't even cover everything that I really wanted us to cover, but we got really, really good head start on this. And I also felt like this was perfect to drop in as a bonus, as a wonderful follow-up to our episode from earlier this week from Island of the Dolls. So since she does also have some hauntedel objects as well, I'm like, this is way too bloody perfect. And she absolutely is the best. I cannot wait to dive into the conversations that we had and for you guys to check this out. Without further ado, go grab your favorite bevy, cozy up, and get ready to be totally spooked and amazed. Here we go, friends. Are you right, you guys? Without further ado, let's welcome Alana to the show. Hey, Alana, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing really good. I am so stoked that you are here. This has been, we've been working on this a little bit. I feel like I asked you like a few months ago if you'd be willing to come on the show. And this is just awesome that you're here because I've been watching your content. And P.S. people, you need to follow her. We will definitely get her tag up because seriously, her stuff is phenomenal. But you like have a ton of haunted objects. You are super into the paranormal. I so love this. So I have to ask, like, how did this all start? Like, where did this begin for you?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited. You know, I had my first paranormal experience, what I believe was a paranormal experience, when I was about 5 years old.
Wow.
I was complaining to my mother that a little boy was bothering me. He was looking in my window and he was annoying me and he was bothering me and I was scared. And my mom was like, oh, you're just being dramatic. Just, you know, ignore it. You're just imagining things. But she was saying that because my window's on a second floor. So there was no way somebody could have been, you know, looking in my window. But I know that that fear was so real. And I can remember thinking like this little boy is in my window and I could see him and it would freak me out. So ever since then, I was obsessed with ghosts and the paranormal. And I really grew up loving it, interested in it from that first experience. And then in 2014, I started Paranormalana and this whole like online presence and doing YouTube. And I found this amazing like-minded community who all believed in the same things that I do. And I feel like my love for the paranormal then just really took off. And I had my first haunted doll in 2014, which I don't have anymore because my husband made me get rid of it. Because it freaked me out.
Where you laugh.
It was like, we had a, it was this Raggedy Ann, and I actually got her because she was the exact make and model of the Annabelle doll. And because I planned on talking about the Annabelle doll so much on my YouTube channel, I was like, how great would it be to have like a physical Raggedy Ann so I could, you know, feel the weight of the size. And I just thought that would be great. And I filmed this video with it, with my husband in it. And people were commenting after, like, the doll is kicking you. And I was like, what? Like, because I didn't feel anything when filming it. I go back and I look and I'm like, oh, yeah, the leg was totally moving on its own. So my husband and I were like, let's set up like a situation to test if it's haunted. So we put it in a chair and we put a 5-pound dumbbell on the arm of the chair. And we walked into the other room and we said out loud, like, if there's a presence, if there's a spirit in this doll, knock the dumbbell over. And the dumbbell fell to the floor.
No way.
And you know, Raggedy Ann dolls are limp. They're right? Soft.
Like, they don't have strength. They don't have muscles.
No, under no circumstance should that have been able to happen. And so at that point, my husband said, it's gone. Like, he wouldn't even hear me out, which is unfortunate. I really wish I still had her.
Yeah. You sort of missed.
Yes. Huh? So, yeah. And so I have been intentionally collecting haunted objects ever since then. And it's, sorry if you hear my cat.
No, that's okay. I've got kitties too, so it's all good.
Oh, my God. So I've been intentionally collecting haunted objects since then. And I love it.
Wow. Now, haunted objects are really, really fascinating to me because I never really put two and two together when I first got into the love of like paranormal and stuff like that. Like, I knew they were a thing, but I didn't realize like they were a thing. Like, do you know what I, like, it was so weird for me. And so then when I came across your account and there was haunted objects, I'm like, holy shit, like, this is real. Like, I believe this. Like, okay. Because usually, you know, a lot of the times you see it in movies and sometimes it's very like blown out of proportion and you're like, yeah, okay, you know, because they're always trying to amplify the situation so you can understand it. But at the same time, it's like you don't think it's real until it is real. And then,
right.
Like, I don't know if that makes sense. I'm kind of rambling at the moment, but.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So, like, how, which P.S. before we move into haunted object stuff too, I have one other really crazy question. Is there a movie that ever stood out for you in like, whether it's the, I don't know what to call it, because I think like Addams Family is not necessarily horror, but it's the spooky and the kooky. And I always love the spooky and the kooky, but do you have a preference and which one's your favorite?
Ooh. That's a good question. I love The Conjuring. I love it. They, to me, are like the blueprint for paranormal investigators. I'm just obsessed with the Warrens, their whole body of work. But I think The Conjuring, that one just absolutely, like, I just love that movie. And I think that that one's got to be my favorite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. funny thing too is I'm just getting into understanding more too about the impact that the Warrens had in the paranormal world. Like, I knew they were always a part of it, but I didn't understand just how much and how much they really did. And I just picked up the book Demonologist with them. So I can't wait to read that. I think it's going to be really, really good. And I'm contemplating about some sort of episode about that. And I know The Conjuring, is it, do they, I always get them kind of confused too, because The Conjuring and Amityville, is that, I always get those two confused. Like, they're one and the same, aren't they? Or are they, why am I getting that confused right now?
The Amityville is when Ronald DeFeo.
Yes.
His whole family.
Yeah, the whole DeFeo family thing. Yeah. Okay.
Also, I think that whole story is unbelievable too, because so many people, I feel like, try to prove the Amityville as a hoax. But when you really look into it and look at what the Warrens did while they were there, I mean, it's unbelievable.
I agree with you too on that, because I feel like I've listened in, and I think there are some things where I think it got a little bit blown out of proportion, where they were really like almost overhyping. But I'm like, that doesn't mean that some of that stuff didn't happen. Like, I'm no. Like, no, some of that stuff definitely happened. Just based on like all the tragedy that went on in that house. Like,
I mean, so the negative energy that just manifested in that house after what Ronald DeFeo did, whether or not he was told by a spirit to do it or not, I mean, he did it. And so,
right. Exactly right. Like, no, nonetheless, homie, you still like totally did something that was not okay.
Yeah, for sure. Like, regardless of your reasoning for doing it, you did it.
Yes. So, okay, let's get back to the haunted objects, because I'm super excited to get into this, because I'm curious too, like, all together. Now, before we hit record, you had said you are in your haunted room. So you actually have like a designated room for these objects, right?
Yes, I do.
And then approximately how many haunted objects do you have right now?
I have 6 dolls.
Okay.
I have cradle, and I have a couple of other smaller objects that I'm observing.
Okay.
And yeah, it's with the dolls and the bigger items, I feel like it's more obvious when there's a spirit attached to it. Like, the cradle rocks on its own. Like, that's, I mean, it's such a noisy cradle because it's so old, and it's just undeniable when you hear it. But the smaller objects are sometimes a little trickier. Like, they'll move around and I'll put them somewhere. Like, even this morning when I came in here to prep for today, the one of the objects that I have right over here on my wall, she was on the floor. And there, she couldn't fall. She was, you know, so
yeah, she was secure.
I kind of come in and I'm like, what am I going to find? Like, what's going to be out of place, or what's going to be on the other side of the room, or just not even be here at all and be downstairs, or be, you know, so it's the smaller ones are a little bit trickier to observe, but the big ones are.
So can you take me through a process? Okay, so I have 2 questions off the top, because, and I got to spit them out right away, because otherwise I'm going to forget. First question is how do you keep yourself detached from having anything attached to you? And my other question is what is the process for you when you find out it's haunted and you want to bring it in and you do want to collect it and observe it? Like, can you take us through that process as well?
Absolutely. So when I have an object, for example, I just got a doll that was given to me by a woman who just swore up and down it was haunted, and she turned out to be right. So when I took it home, I put it in my room, like way on the other side of the house from my haunted objects room, and I just observe. I spend time with it every day. I do EVP sessions or spirit box sessions. Of course, I use my EMF reader like right away to see if there's any energy spikes. And then I just observe. I see how I feel physically around the object, because sometimes right away I'll get headaches or I'll feel like a sense of dread. And with this particular doll that she's now is in this room, but for almost 2 weeks she wasn't. I was getting splitting headaches, but I like to give it time to really make sure that it's the object causing these things and it's not you know, I didn't sleep enough that week, or I didn't eat enough that day, or one of my other haunted objects isn't interfering and making it look like this has activity. So I really try to keep it separate for as long as I can, just to really observe. And then once I either confirm or deny, I either just donate it if it's not haunted, or they get moved into the haunted objects room, which I am a firm believer in isolating harmful objects. I do feel that spirits thrive off of attention. And when you take that attention away, the activity levels go down.
Okay. That's fascinating. I never thought about that. That makes a lot of sense. Like, seriously. And I never thought about that. That's actually, wow, that's really... And then, so then how, going back to, and I'm sorry if I missed it, but, and I hope I did, I don't think I did, but how then do you really, like, when you're in that room, which you are right now, and P.S. people, for those that can't see this or are not seeing the whole thing right now, like, no joke, her room is really cool. One, I love the wallpaper. It's like super vintage and awesome. You've got really cool objects in the background. And I swear to you, like, the man that is to my left with the walking stick, I'm like, are you like slowly creeping into the frame, sir, to kind of get your moment? Yes.
Yeah, you never know what's going to.
Yeah,
my cat is furious with me because I'm in here and she's not. I believe that cats are like protectors of energy. So
I feel like my Jack is my protector, like, without a doubt.
Absolutely. That's a very good question. So how I protect myself? Back in 2014, when I had the absolute honor of a lifetime of meeting Lorraine Warren, she explained that imagining a bright white light around yourself is a very good way of protecting your energy. Mm-hmm. Also, keeping yourself physically and mentally fit, I think, is imperative, because spirits and demonic energy thrive when they can manipulate you and when they can wear you down psychologically, right? So, like,
100%.
So I believe I have a demonic object, and one of the most important things I do is I don't even go interact with it, observe it, if I'm having a bad day. Like, if I'm stressed, or I didn't sleep enough, or I'm upset about something, mm-hmm. I just don't go near it. Because psychologically, you have to keep yourself fit if you're going to have all of this energy. Because not all of my haunted objects are good. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're all demonic, but I do think some of my spirits are not great spirits. Like, my natal spirit is we call him our grumpy old house ghost, endearingly, but he really is a grumpy spirit who's very prone to fits of anger.
Okay.
Which is, like, it's a whole story I'm sure we'll get into, but so keeping yourself mentally fit is so important. I go to therapy. I exercise daily, and like I said, I don't even come in this room if I'm having a bad day, because If you're worn down psychologically, I do believe you're more susceptible to attack.
I would completely agree with that. I really do. Like, I think about, like, times of I was recently invited to do a paranormal investigation. And no joke, I had the same type of thought. I'm like, well, where am I mentally right now? Like, that was, like, literally one of the first things I thought of, because I'm like, I do have a lot of chaos and a lot of stress going on. And I feel like if I'm really stressed and I go into another stressful situation, then it's just going to be more likely. So I also have the question too. What do you think of, like, do you believe in the power of, like, crystals and, like, black obsidian and having that as protection? And what do you think about saging and those kind of things? I'm curious.
I think they're all great ways to cleanse your space, for sure. I keep a salt lamp in my haunted mansion. I call it the haunted mansion room.
Yeah, no, totally.
In the haunted office room. And I do. I think those things can be very powerful.
Yeah.
I think anything that's wielded with intention is powerful.
Because I think so too. Like, intention is a huge component to interacting with any sort of spirits, ghosts, whatever label you want to put on it. Like, I definitely agree with you with that.
Absolutely.
So with all of that being said, let's dive into the juicy goodness of your haunted objects. And one of the first things I want to know about, I want to know all the details about this haunted cradle. So please do tell.
So we got the cradle in September of 2024. We put on a haunt every year, and I have a lot of those little zombie babies from Spirit Halloween. And I was like, oh, we should totally set up like a zombie baby daycare thing in our haunt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let's get like an antique cradle for it. And so I think it was actually, it was Labor Day that we tried to go to an antique store because it was closed. But outside, they had all of these free things with, you know, big sign that said free. And one of them was a cradle. And I was like, it was like the most, like, it was awesome.
Man, thing ever.
It really was. And at that time, I didn't think anything of it. Now looking back, I'm like, oh, that was so like, that was like almost like divine intervention, because I swear, like, I was meant to find this cradle.
Totally.
And so we took it home and we dusted it off. It's very, very old, so we have to be very careful in handling it. Mm-hmm. Immediately, the next full day that we had at home, I started seeing like shadowy figures in my peripheral. Like I would be in the kitchen and I would see something here that would make me turn my head, and I'd be in the living room doing something and I would think I saw someone standing there. That started right away. And so I immediately started thinking, I wonder if there's something that came with this. But my husband, believe it or not, he's kind of like, he's not a skeptic, but he's not as quick to be like, oh yeah, there's a spirit attached to it. So he was like, no, you're fine. So within a few days after that, at night, my husband and I heard footsteps going up our hallway.
Oh my gosh.
Loud footsteps, like not like little pitter patters, but like heavy, like somebody was wearing like combat boots stomping in our hallway.
Oh my gosh.
My husband, of course, his first thought was there's somebody in the house. So he jumped out of bed and he checked the house up and down. I kind of knew that there wasn't anybody in the house. Mm-hmm. I kind of knew like this is spiritual. But I let him check it anyways, because with him, like, I just have to let him do his thing, because he's not, you know, as quick to believe it's not. Yeah. I was like, hey, you go check, you know, but it's like, what we really need is sage or something. But no. And then in that same first week, we were sleeping and we both woke up to a man's voice that just simply said, hi. And like it woke us both up and we were like disoriented, but we both heard hi. It was clear to the hi. That was it. But like we were freaked out because it was so loud and clear and right next to our bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Oh my God. Like seriously, you made me goosebumps on that.
Yeah. It was, of all the things this cradle has done, that's one of the things that really startled me the most, because it was just dead silent, middle of the night, and then hi.
Mm-hmm.
And we both were really freaked out.
Definitely.
So, yes. So the cradle at that point was in our living room, and my mom came over, and she's a total skeptic, total. So I was showing her the cradle, and I have, you know, the zombie babies, and I was showing her how I'm going to set it up. And I put this zombie baby that I have that sits on its own. I put it on the top of the cradle, mm-hmm. and right in front of my mother, it flew off.
No way. Oh my God.
And it flew off a good, I would say 5 or 6 feet. It wasn't like a tilt, like a toppling over. It was a flying off.
Oh my gosh, like serious poltergeist situation.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I think it was literally like, get this thing off of me.
I do not want this.
Yes. I think I offended it very badly that
day.
It's so very funny because my mom is a skeptic, right? And then she was like, well, first she was like, oh, there's probably like a rolling weight in the zombie baby. So she picked it up and she inspected it, and they're like foam and
Yeah,
proper.
like just
there's nothing in them.
Yeah, like little feathers, little creepy
yes.
feathers.
Yeah. So she realized there wasn't, and then she said, "I think you should keep this cradle in the shed." And that was like to hear a skeptic say, "Oh no, this is."
I love
freaky.
When skeptics become believers. I love it.
Yeah, it was probably the most validating experience I've had so far because my mother, who always just told me I have like. Oh, she
like
just,
a wild know. Imagination.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and I've learned a long time ago, you can't always convince people who
know the, you know, it's true.
Earlier, until you experience it for yourself, it all sounds, you know, far fetched or crazy. But once you experience it, there's no turning back. I mean, it's like, yeah. So she had her moment. She had that moment of going from skeptic to believer right then and there.
Yes. And I feel like that is how it happens, too. It's like this flip of a switch. It's not like all of a sudden you just slowly become one. It's like, nope, you are one.
Like, absolutely. Yeah, that's like what happened with my husband with the first haunted doll I ever had. When that weight fell off, he was like, nope, done. Like, I don't want with this. Like, this is, he didn't sign up for this, my poor dear husband. But
right.
He's deep into
heart.
It now. So that's when I really felt like the personality of this spirit was starting to show. Because that felt like just like a, it felt so like, get this thing off of me. Like, so within a few weeks, my nephew came over and he has these little toy knights. They're about maybe like 3 inches and he's playing with them. And I'm talking to his parents and my husband's there. And all of a sudden he says, my knight's gone. And I said, your knight's gone. And we're all looking. And I kid you not, we have 4 adults looking for this little knight that he just had. Mm-hmm. And we're looking all over the house and we're thinking, well, he just put it somewhere, you know, he's little, but it's just nowhere to be found. And so my husband makes a joke and he said, oh, I bet, you know, our cradle ghost took it. So out loud, also joking, I said, if you don't return this knight, I'm calling an exorcist. Okay. And I kid not, clatter in the living room. We go in, the knight's right there in the middle of the living room on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I feel like your husband was channeled, like somehow channeled.
Oh my
like
God.
yeah like he yeah. had like for him to say that just out of the blue like that, I don't know, I think there was some
yeah.
sort of communication like passing through him that way, like seriously.
Yes.
Okay,
you know,
sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's a brilliant observation and I had never thought about it like that, but that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the knight back and that was the start of random things going missing and turning up in weird places. So we were hanging pictures and we had a hammer, of course, put the hammer down on a bookshelf, go to do something, come back, hammer's gone. It's just gone. Days later, it turns back up in the bottom of our container of rice.
What?
Right.
Oh my gosh, of all things.
Of all things. So it was then that I said, okay, I think that the spirit hates when we have people over and it hates when we change things around the house.
Yeah, they don't like that.
And this spirit is so crumpy. And I really was, you know, seeing this, the personality of the spirit coming through with all of these different things that were going on. And in a strange way, he became like a part of our family. Like mm-hmm. we all kind of, like my husband is also can be grumpy and antisocial. And so I think he really found a kindred spirit with this literal spirit. So he like very, almost protective over the cradle.
Sure.
And I had a few offers of people who wanted it. And I said no, because I feel like the spirit just needs a place to be kind of left alone.
Right.
And I think what he likes. And so that was, yeah. So he started making things kind of go missing and come up in random places. And shortly after that, my husband and I were sitting in our living room.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my legs dangling down. And I felt what I can only describe as something grabbing my ankle, but very slowly, like almost like one finger at a time, gripping my ankle, and I immediately pulled away. And as I pulled away, I felt like what to me felt like something sharp.
Okay.
That freaked me out. I screamed.
Mm-hmm.
Screamed and immediately started crying. I was so shocked. My husband doesn't know what's going on because he didn't get grabbed. So he's like, what? Like, what's happening? You thought maybe I got like stung by something or.
Sure.
But I jumped up screaming, crying. And we have this little pumpkin animatronic thing. I caught it, I think, at Lowe's. And when I jumped up and screamed, it went off. And this was across the room.
Okay.
It went off. But there is a sensor mode. So my husband's like, okay, hang on. And he goes to turn the pumpkin off. It's already switched to off. And what's really bizarre about this is this little pumpkin, I actually have it. It's now in my haunted objects room because if something displays any sort of strange behavior, it goes in isolation up here. So you have one shot. You have one strike until.
Right.
And it says, like, I think, like, four or five different phrases. But one of the phrases, and the phrase that it said was, you look like you've just seen a ghost. And it could have been coincidence. That could have just been on, you know, what it was coming up on the loop anyways, because it, you know, it did say that. It was at that point that I said, I don't know if I should keep this cradle.
Uh-huh.
Once I told my husband, you know, something grabbed me and I was freaking out. And I've been scared before from, like, during investigations, I've gotten startled, I've gotten scared. But this felt like, I've been scratched and I've been pushed during an investigation, but this felt very different.
Okay.
This felt like this is too close to home. This is in my own house, my own living room, unprovoked. I'm not trying to get its attention. This all felt a little bit too intense for me.
Sure.
So my husband and I said, well, for, my husband was like, it's gone. Because that's his, you know.
That's his, like, yep, I'm gone.
Yeah, it's gone. So we slept on it and woke up the next morning, and I wanted to keep it.
Okay.
But I was nervous now. It didn't seem like, oh, we have this fun little house ghost. It felt like.
Right. Because it really did seem like that. Like, okay, moving some things, being a little bit of a, like, a trickster and a jokester.
Right.
You know, being
kind-hearted.
Yeah. And, like, being kind enough to be, like, hi, even though it's the middle of the night and we're trying to sleep. You know? Like, but, like, you would totally think, like, you know, like, okay, it's like you were saying before, too, earlier, like, not everything is of a demonic or negative nature of energy, you know? So I'm with you. I would have been the same way. I would have been like, all right, you're pretty cool. And we can, you know, coexist, you know?
Right. It didn't feel malicious before. But this really gave me pause to say, like, okay, maybe this is not such a good idea to have this in the house. Maybe I'm out of my scope of practice here in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, things got pretty quiet. Things calmed down. I wonder if, looking back, the spirit understood that, like, that was too far.
Sure.
That was a very surefire way to get thrown out. Because things were quiet. We even hosted, like, a Friendsgiving at our house. And nothing happened, which I was surprised about, because typically when people come over, it would kind of act up.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, but see, it knew it was in trouble.
I think he knew, like, he's walking on wafer thin ice. So,
yeah.
But on December 20th, I had what I can only describe as the most unbelievable night in my life of having haunted objects and dealing with the paranormal, because we had tons of family and friends over for a Christmas party.
Okay.
And we had six kids over, and they were all running around and being noisy. And at this point, our cradle's in the living room. It's not up in isolation yet. So the kids want to do, like, a dance party. And so they all are, like, dressing up and doing this whole dance party, and it's the Chapel Roan. And they're having a great time and they're having fun, and we're all taking pictures, and, you know, we're all taking videos. And we go to play back one of the videos we took, and we hear this guttural, awful voice. It was...
Woof.
It sounded to me inhuman. It sounded like a different language for sure. I have taken this audio and I have uploaded it to my computer. I've removed background noise. I've sped it up. I've slowed it down. I've reversed it. I've put it into Google Translate, thinking maybe they could pick up on a language. I cannot figure out what it says. But the energy and the intention behind it felt very, very angry.
Okay.
So we didn't hear it when the kids were dancing, but we heard it when we played the video back for them. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, what was that? Because it was so loud. And my husband and I looked at each other and we knew.
Yeah.
Yep. And I remember thinking, like, not tonight. Like, please, not tonight. Like, we have so many kids here and I don't want them getting freaked out.
Right.
But the spirit was very angry, I'm sure, because we had people over.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband moves the cradle upstairs to this room because we're like, we can't risk him acting out when all these people are here and traumatizing people, you know?
Right.
So my cats are also upstairs now because of all the people that are over. A couple of the kids want to go see the cats. So I say fine, because I'm assuming my husband shut the door to this room.
Mm-hmm.
And he had actually left it open about, like, I would say, like, 8 inches. So I take the kids upstairs, a couple of my friends and I, we all go upstairs. The kids are all, you know, running up and down the hallway, chasing the cats, just being kids. And the door to this room slams shut. And the interesting thing about that is this door, when you close it, you kind of have to close it and pull it up a little bit for it to, like, click into place. I think just because the house is old.
Sure.
So the fact that this door was able to slam shut and click into place. I just heard something. I'm freaking myself out. It shouldn't have been able to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me was like, you know what? This cradle needs to stay up here. The spirit does not like people. I don't think it's a malignant spirit, but I think it is a very grumpy old spirit.
Sure. It just wants peace.
Yes, it does. I can understand that. I can understand. So it was the most activity I've ever had with any object during any investigation ever. It just felt like he was trying so hard to let me know I hate what's going on right now. Like, I hate the,
yeah,
the music. I hate the children.
Like, right. All the chaos. It's like too much.
Right.
Like, overstimulation for the spirit. Like,
absolutely.
You know, and it's, and I think that sometimes, like, that gets forgotten too. Like, these are people who have, or whatever they might be, whatever type of entity, when we're speaking of, like, apparitions and spirits and all of the things, that I think sometimes what happens is they have so much quiet and peace that it's almost jarring and completely, like, takes them off guard when all of a sudden all this stuff comes in, which is why it's, like, it makes so much sense why spirits get pissed off when there's change and upheaval and all the things. Like, all of a sudden it's like, well, wait a minute, I just had everything so nice, like, everything was quiet, everything was good. And it's like, I think, you know, nowadays too, I think about, like, what 2025 spirits will be like in the next few years, because we're all so multitasking and multi-productive and doing all of these things, and that when we finally get silent, I'm like, I really wonder if spirits of 2025 will become more aggressive.
Because
we finally get all the peace that we really want, and then all of a sudden upheaval happens.
Absolutely.
So I don't know, I'm not trying to make light of that, but I do wonder that. I'm like, I wonder.
I also think, like, even the symbolism of the spirit attaching to a cradle, to rest, to sleep, to, mm-hmm. you know, an object that represents calm and rocking. Yes.
And what's interesting is, like, because initially when I heard about the haunted cradle and I saw it, my first instinct was, oh, it's like haunted by a baby or like haunted by a child. And the fact that it's actually like seems like to be a pretty grown man. So like, and that's really interesting too, because it makes me think about like, okay, so what's your backstory, sir? Like, what happened? Did you lose a child in your life? Is that why you attach to it? Because you hear about how spirits attach to things out of comfort and familiarity and a happier time in their life. And that's usually where they go. So it's like, oh, it would be so amazing to know the backstory of it. And at the same time, it's so incredible that you don't, because now you get to unravel it yourself. And that's really cool.
It's been an amazing experience and scary at times, but it's almost become like a talking point within my family and my friends, because so many people witnessed the upheaval on, you know, in December, and then my mom witnessed the zombie baby, and my husband heard all the things that were happening at night. So it's really become like a, within our family, like just like a part of our all of our families, like we all know it. Like, you know, Lana has the cradle ghost who's kind of nasty and doesn't really like when we come over, but
very cool. Wow. All right, so where can people like hang out with you, explore more with you for all of your haunted objects and that kind of thing?
I'm at paranormalana _official on Instagram. And I believe that's also my YouTube handle, but you can just type in paranormalana on YouTube and it should come up.
Now, if I understand too, like your YouTube channel was kind of like quiet for a while and now you're bringing that back. Is it officially back?
It's officially back.
Yay!
I'm very happy. Yes, I left YouTube due to just massive safety concerns. Mm-hmm. And I left so abruptly that, unfortunately, I kind of became one of my own mystery stories. And so for like 9 years, people didn't know where I went. But I was still here doing the same things and finding objects and doing my investigations. I just didn't feel the safety and the openness to come back and do it online. But I recently relaunched and I'm very, very excited because I think the paranormal community and the horror community are like the best communities.
They really are. I so agree with that. Like coming into this, like I started the podcast in May and I'm like, oh, you know, I just want to do it because, you know, I like these stories and they're fun. And if anybody gets anything out of it, great. If they don't, whatever. Well, the response was way more than I bargained for. And I'm so grateful for it. Like, seriously, the paranormal and horror community and everything, like, so freaking awesome.
That's awesome.
So awesome. And I feel like we're all, like, kind of a tight-knit group. Like, we're pretty, like, once we find each other, we're pretty loyal to each other. And I think that's really cool. I think that's super cool. I think the world could use more of that, to be honest.
I agree. Yes, it's an amazing community. So open-minded, so loving, so accepting. And
yeah,
it's been great.
And there's still more that I would love to explore with you. So I may have to have you back on here in the future.
I love that.
I had that thought. I'm like, yeah, we're definitely not going to get to like everything I want to get to. So that's okay. Because I really wanted to know about the cradle before anything else. Because that was like the first thing I ever saw with you. So definitely, you guys, go check her out over on Instagram and YouTube. And until next time, remember, sometimes the creepiest shit is also the truest. Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
On the under $3 menu at McDonald's, a McChicken is $2. Because when you're craving a McChicken, you deserve a McChicken. And now that McChicken is just $2 with McValue.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.